This Warrior Sound pregame update coming to you from Oracle Arena before game one of this Warriors-Rockets Western Conference semifinal series. I'm Lawrence Scott, and here in the pregame, Coach Kerr with an injury update saying Stephen Curry will play and that Klay Thompson, after an MRI on Saturday, will go through warm-ups and will be a game-time decision. Both were listed as questionable with ankle issues. He also talked about what the Warriors expect from the Rockets here in this series as we now listen into the full pregame press conference with Coach Kerr.
Steph's going to play. And Clay's going to warm up and see if he can play. We didn't want to warm him up 2 hours before the game and make the decision then. We'd rather if he warms up and can go that he goes right away. So it's going to be a late call. He'll be active and we'll see what happens all the way up till game time. But you guys know Clay. He's going to lobby. He's going to want to do everything he can to play. He is doing better today, so that's a good sign. And he had an MRI yesterday that was clear, so it's trending in the right direction. But today will be literally game time decision.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. To your point about Clay and his pain threshold, what do you remember about the finals last year and how he managed his injury then?
I remember he had the quad bruise, but I don't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. But I'll never forget, he got hit on a screen by a knee in the thigh, and he's limping around, and we said, Clay, you good? He's like, yeah, I'm fine, and he keeps playing. And then after the game, he's sitting there getting ready to put ice on his quad, and the whole thing was black and blue, like his entire quad. So the guy's pain tolerance is incredible, and his toughness, his willingness to play through injury. So we know what Clay's all about, but we have to be wise and look at the big picture too. If things going to get worse, then we should not play him today. But we'll let Rick make the call. That's his area of expertise.
You said he's going to be active regardless. Is there potentially minutes limit or different things you can do?
That'll depend on how the warm-up goes as well. I talked to Rick about that, and he said, "Well, can I tell you after the warm-up?" So it's up in the air.
Steve, Tim Cavalcami, the Athletic. I know you're not in charge of the medicals, but was there a reason why the MRI was only last night and not before that, maybe in the morning? Did it get worse a little bit yesterday, and you guys had to take another look at it?
You mean why it was last night instead of yesterday morning?
Yeah, or even it could have been.
I'm not sure. I mean, we got home really late on the night before, and so we wanted our guys to sleep, and then we had a meeting as well. We didn't practice, but we had a film session, so we had a lot going on yesterday. So I'm not exactly sure why it was later in the day.
C.J. Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. In the event that Clay does not play today, do you have an idea of who you're going to start in his place?
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Back left-hand side.
Colin Ward-Henninger, CBSSports.com. Just in preparing for the Rockets, what have you noticed that's different about them from last year in the series you played?
Well, slightly different personnel, obviously. They did a good job retooling after losing Trevor Ariza. So they've got, Austin Rivers, Daniel House, guys who weren't here last year. But the style of play is, I should mention Fareed, too. He's been effective for them. Style of play is exactly the same. We know what they're going to do. They don't make any mistake about how they're going to attack you. And they try to surround Chris and James with as many shooters as possible, and their bigs can all catch lobs and rim runs. So style is exactly the same. It's just a few personnel changes.
Coach Kerr, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. And I'm specifically talking about, this playoff round, round two. Do you walk away from games and talk to your staff like, hey, we got out coached, but say like, game five in the last series when Doc put in Jermichael Green, and then the next game you elected to go with Sean Livingston. Do you ever discuss those things, or tell yourself, hey, I got out-coached. I was out-chested.
We talk about every game. Every game is a little different. Whatever you'd like, you know. I got out-coached and we lost game five, and then I totally out-coached Doc and we won game six. I mean, it's, you know, every series is different. You make some moves, you know. In my experience, generally speaking, you know, when we're winning, if we've won some games, we generally start the same way. You know, we don't like to change things up until we have to. I think especially when you have a great team, you try to stay solid with what you've got. Because if you start making moves early in the season or early in a series, now your guys start looking at you like, what about everything we've done? So I think adjustments are generally made when you feel you have to make them. And so that's how we try to do it. And sometimes, you know, it might take a game for us to make a decision like that, but you just do whatever you have to do.
Steve, would you consider what Utah did against Harden to be top-locking? Would that be similar to what the Clippers were doing to you? And what generally, what do you think about that?
It's the same concept. Obviously, we play a lot more off the ball than Houston does. Houston does most of their damage in on-ball screens. And so what Utah did, which several teams tried in the regular season, Milwaukee had some success with it. I think the Spurs did it a little bit. I've never seen it before, you know, playing behind a guy. You know, from the first day of basketball practice when you're, you know, 6, 7 years old, your coach tells you stay between your man and the basket. And all of a sudden at the highest level of basketball, it's get on the outside of your man. Make sure your man is between you and the basket. It's sort of backwards for anybody who's played basketball for a long time. But this is what James kind of forces you to do, and this is what Steph and Clay as well at times force you to do off the ball. So it's a similar tactic. You're trying to avoid comfort zones. You know, you're trying to keep Steph and Clay from running off screens and catching and shooting threes. You're trying to keep James from his step back three. But I think the modern game has sort of forced coaches to rethink some things, and it's fascinating. It's really interesting to watch.
Ethan Strauss, The Athletic. What do you make of the different offensive approaches that these teams use? Do you worry at all about getting as ISO heavy as the Rockets are, getting lulled into that, or is that not a concern at all?
Well, I think switching defenses tends to, switching screens, switching everything like really both teams do, it tends to slow down the opposition. It tends to force more isolation basketball because you're not getting the usual sort of dominoes to fall by setting a screen. So it's in many ways it's more difficult to play against switching, but it's very much personnel-based. Not everybody can switch. You have to have the right personnel. Our two teams happen to have the personnel to do it. And so then it becomes, how do you attack it? And so both teams have counters and plays to try to run to counter that switching. And but that's the difficulty of playing against that kind of defense, is it takes you out of your normal rhythm, your normal routine.
Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. Steve, what have you thought about what Daniel House has been able to do with the Rockets? And when he was with you guys in training camp, could you tell that he had the potential to be a rotation caliber guy on a winning team?
He had a really good camp for us, and it literally came down to the final day between Alfonso and Daniel. He almost made our team. Really happy for him. You know, he's done a great job with Houston. He's found a home, and you know, happy for Zoe as well. I worked out for both players, and you know, at that time it was just sort of a matter of what we were needing more on our roster, and we chose the you know, the better defensive player, the rebounder, the more athletic player. Daniel's a better shooter than Zoe, and he's shown that in this season with the Rockets. He's made a lot of shots. But you always just kind of go with your gut, and it came down to the last day of camp. So it worked out well for both players.
Right here, left-hand side.
Steve, Mark Berman from Fox Houston. Y'all have played so many times, so many important games. How much does the familiarity between the two teams impact a series like this?
Well, I think it helps us given that we only have, 36 hours between series. Honestly, if you're only going to have that amount of time to prepare for somebody, you'd like to know them pretty well. And we know Houston very well. They know us very well. So it helps, but on the other hand, they're a great team and they're difficult to beat. So we know what this series is about. We know what Houston's about, how good they are, and we're all excited to play.
Second row, left hand side.
Hey, Steve, back to what was being asked about the defensive coverages and all that. What jumped out to you with last year's series with how they approached Durant and how you see that might apply in this year's matchup?
Well, last year they had a couple different guys guard him, Trevor Ariza and Tucker, both guys excellent defenders. And I think this year it'll be more Tucker than anybody else, based on, the roster and the abilities of each player. They did a good job on us. I thought Andre's injury at the end of game three hurt us, just, like Chris's injury hurt them the last couple games. And Andre's injury was underrated because of what he does at both ends of the floor. Our offense tends to flow better with Andre. Obviously, he's one of the best defenders in the league. So that's when the series changed, and that's when we got more ISO heavy, and they did a good job in the middle of that series on all of our guys. And so we've got to find a way to open up the floor and get penetration and, execute against them.
Far back left-hand side.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Steve, what will dictate your center rotation? I mean, you obviously made some changes in the previous series, but in this series going in, what do you think will dictate who plays and how often?
Well, the biggest thing when you go against Houston is guarding, pick and roll, obviously. And that's going to be a threat, whether it's James or Chris, and your centers play a big role in that. So we've got guys who can switch, like Looney and Jordan Bell and Draymond. And, we've got rim protection with Bogut, where we could drop and play a different style. And we'll just go according to how things are going. If we're successful, we'll stay with something. If we're not, we'll move on to the next option.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.